shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That's God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Meyers.
Who?
Ed Meyers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
If you want all these things added to you, and how many of you know life is better when things are added to you than when you just chase them down and get them? The best things in life are attracted. Even though there is a blessing in pursuit, because pursuit is proof of passion, the best things in life are attracted. Do you know your relationship with God is so much more sincere when you're just attracted to God for His love rather than being attracted to Him because of what He has for you? They said we have to understand the importance of proper priorities. We have to understand the importance of proper priorities in our life. Seek first. Not second, not third, not fourth, not fifth, not tomorrow, not next week. Seek first. And two of the greatest struggles with these priorities are, and we'll spend some time on them, but the first one is the absence of priorities, and the second one is our misplaced priorities. Let me just talk about the absence of priorities just for a minute. How many of you know the life with focus, the life of purpose, the life of pursuing the kingdom and living in kingdom ability is the life of abundance? But the life without focus, the life without purpose becomes a wasted life. That means that you can live your 80, 90, 100 years on this planet and your life be completely wasted. Come on, somebody, amen. The life without purpose, the life without direction is wasted. You're just hanging on. You're just going along to get along and getting along to go along. Whether it's time, talent, and the third one I didn't even talk about is treasure because I didn't want to talk about money with y'all. People get tired when you talk about money, but that's the other thing you got to manage is your money. We'll do a seminar on that, and that way you don't have to show up if you don't want to. But whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasure, if it has no focus, it becomes useless. It becomes useless, amen? Because everything in life was created for purpose, for destiny. Now watch this. We talk to people about you need to get your priorities in order. You need to get your priorities straight. And then we wonder why they don't ever get their priorities in order. And we wonder why they don't ever get their priorities straight. Because they look at you and you go, I know. I need to get my priorities straight. I got to get some things in order in my life. Proverbs 29:18 says this, where there is no vision, the people perish. That's one translation. New King James says it like this, where there is no vision or ongoing revelation, no redemptive revelation, no revealed truth, the people cast off restraint. Where there's no vision, the people cast off restraint. In other words, watch this. An unrestrained life or an unboundaried life, I like to say boundaries, an unboundaried life is the result of an individual not having a vision because your boundaries never create your vision. Your vision always creates your boundaries. So if you want to put some boundaries in your life, then you got to get a vision for your life. If you want to put some boundaries in your life, then you got to get a vision for what you're trying to accomplish in life. Come on, amen. Am I doing okay? We got time. I'll break it down just a little bit more for you. How many of you know if you have a vision of buying a house and you've never owned a home before, and you say, man, I want to own a home. I'm going to try to buy me a home. I'm going to do this. Then if that's your vision, then how many of you know you got to put the guardrails of spending up in your life? People say, well, I'm trying to buy a home, but we just keep spending all our extra income. We're going out to eat all the time. We're going to the movies all the time. And, you know, I'm running down to Walmart, to the Redbox. I mean, I'm just, 5 years later, I'm believing God for a house. Well, what have you done? What have you done with your resources? Did you put some guardrails on your resources? Did you put some boundaries on your resources? Well, God didn't answer my prayer. I've been believing for a home for the last 5 years. I've been calling it by faith. I've been had the pastor prayed with me, put oil on my head, and called the house into faith, into my house. No, the truth of the matter is God sent you a resource and you wasted it. You didn't have any boundaries. You didn't have any guidelines for your life. You cast it off restraint. Come on, somebody, help me, amen. And because you didn't have proper priorities in your life, you became a wasteful person. I know this ain't a popular message, but listen, if you'll get it, it'll set you free. Come on now. It's really simple. If you want to be a school teacher and work at a school, then you've got to put some boundaries in your life and you've got to go to college and you've got to get a 4-year degree and become a school teacher, amen. Say, Pastor, please prophesy. Do something. Talk about the devil. I can't take no more in this. Well, let me just prophesy over you this morning. Thus saith the Lord, the devil hiding out in your lazy boy. You want to know where he is? He's in your recliner. People want to have a great marriage, but they don't have no focus on the marriage. They live in a marriage, in a relationship where everything is always about them, themselves. And what the other has done to them or not done to them. Come on, help me somebody. Because what your vision is creates boundaries. If you have a vision for a great marriage, then you got to set some boundaries up in your marriage. Well, we're going to take some things off the table. We ain't never going to use the word divorce in this relationship. If it gets loud in the house, we table it, we talk about it later. We pray about it together. We hold hands and we pray and we speak Jesus over it. You set boundaries. I've had enough of you. I ain't taking this no more. I'm leaving. 5 minutes later, I'm so sorry. I ain't leaving you. 10 minutes later, I said, you're never going to change. No boundaries. Wasted life. Come on, help me, somebody. How many of you know if this church is ever going to reach this city and ever reach this community, then we're going to have to put some boundaries on what we're doing to this vision that we have. We're going to have to say, God's called us to do this. Amen. See, listen, I've had this vision in my head where this property here is so utilized by the kingdom of God. 6 days a week, 7 days a week, that on Sunday morning they got law enforcement out here on Edwards Road directing traffic to get cars in and out from the services because people cannot wait to step into the presence of God. I've got a vision for that. And I realize that we're going to have a strategy and we're going to have boundaries for that to be able to see that happen. I've got a vision that this house would raise people up and disciple people up, that we would send people out into this community, send people out into this nation, and send people around the world with the truth that is coming across this pulpit and see lives transformed. I got a vision for that. But I realize it takes boundaries. Come on, hallelujah. I got a vision for a gymnasium in the field over there, for a school building with 12 more classrooms. I got a vision on the property behind the church. I got a vision to see 1,000 students here during the day, 5 days a week at our school. I've got vision, but I understand that that takes boundaries and you have to have a strategy. Amen. There's going to be a day. Trust me, I know this. God showed it to me. There's going to be a day in the life of this ministry that we are releasing more people out of this house to do ministry than we got coming in. Hear me. And we're going to change things in the kingdom. I know that. But I realize that it will take boundaries. I know that God's given us an evangelical mindset, an apostolic mindset over this house. And people are going to be changed because of what God's doing in this ministry. I believe there's a time coming where we don't have to go to a bank and finance a building. But we have such an overflow in our resource that we can just call up a contractor and say, let me write you a check. Come build that sucker. Come on, help me, amen. That's my vision. And so what happens is my boundaries are becoming better. Our leadership boundaries are becoming better. Our structure in the house becomes better, amen. I'm grateful to help people. It's awesome to help people. But there's a vision on the inside of me. And it's about what God wants to do here in this ministry. It's about this house so that we can change everybody else's house. But we got to get our priorities straight. And that means we got to seek first. And God will add all these other things to us. Amen? The other one I told you about was misplaced priorities. Somebody say misplaced priorities. I mean, that's when you spend your whole life chasing the wrong stuff. Just constantly going after the wrong things. Jesus said seek first. Everybody say seek first. That's an action word. That means it's something that you do. What are you doing? Jesus, I'm seeking the kingdom. Well, what'd you do Tuesday night? Well, watched American Idol. Then I watched The Voice. And I watched Fox News for about an hour until Hannity drove me crazy. And then it was so late, I just went to bed. I got to get into bed. I thought, well, I'll just spend some time with the Lord tomorrow. I'll pray over my family tomorrow. Next month comes along, and I'm still as lost as I was the previous month. Because I've sought everything else but the kingdom in my life. Seek is an action word. It means to diligently pursue. To go after. Pastor, you're saying you don't want me to watch any television? No, please stop it. I'm not saying that. Some of you would probably do a lot better in your life if you wouldn't watch so much news. Because that stuff will filter into you. What I'm saying is what are you pursuing? What are you pursuing in your life? Because he says the primary focus of your life is I want you to seek first the kingdom. Put that first. I'm going to say something that's going to stretch some of you this morning because you probably never heard this before. Because Jesus is talking to them about how to live. And notice what he said. He didn't say, I want you to seek the king first. He didn't say that. He said, I want you to seek the kingdom first. Watch this now. In other words, I want you to seek the domain. I want you to know how the king operates. I want you to know how the king works. I want you to seek how the king loves. I want you to seek the heart of the king, the heart of the Father, so that it can be your heart. Because if you learn how to seek the system of the kingdom, your life will be changed and everything that you have need of will be added to you. Watch this, watch this. This is what gets people in trouble. When Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and they said, Peter, what's all this stuff mean? What does all this mean? What's going on? How did this happen? Peter said this. This Jesus whom you have crucified, God has raised him. God has raised him from the dead. And watch what he says. And made him to be both Lord and Christ. Lord and Christ. See, most of America knows him as Christ, the Messiah. Most of the people in church this morning know him as Savior. He's my Savior. We can comprehend that, but we have a hard time comprehending that he's Lord. Come on, somebody. Most of us get saved and then we lord over our own lives instead of making him Lord. See, all the people that day when Peter stood up, they probably wouldn't have got upset if he had just said, you crucified the Christ, the Savior. They go, oh, okay, we get it. He's a Jew. It's all a Jewish thing. It's a Jewish thing. Don't worry about it. But what really upset him was when he said, you crucified the king. You killed your king. You crucified the answer, the solution to every problem of your life, the answer to every question you could ever pose. They were okay as long as those people could have their Savior. We're okay with that. You can have your Savior. But when they announced there was a new king in town, then the whole world got upset. Everybody was upset. Because I really don't mind Jesus being my Savior. Save me. I just don't want him meddling in my business. I just don't want to tell him how to live my life. I don't want him to be involved in the things that I enjoy doing. Just be my Savior. This Lord thing we'll negotiate. You can be Lord. You can be Lord over some of my finances. You can be Lord over my talent on Sunday, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. You can be Lord over my time for 10 hours a week. Come on. See, what happens is when I get born again, I literally become a citizen of the kingdom of God. I literally become adopted into the family of God. God is my king. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. And he's also my Father. And there's a responsibility of stewardship that goes with my kingdom citizenship. If you advocate your citizenship and just stand on the fact that you're saved, you will live this life on this planet in a struggle, dealing with hell all the time. But if you will truly make Jesus the Lord of your life, and live by the principles, be obedient to his teachings in your life, you will live the abundant, blessed, overcoming, victorious life. That's his promise to us. You ain't got to struggle. Watch this. When I become a citizen of another kingdom, I'm no longer white. I'm no longer black. I'm no longer brown. I'm no longer male. I'm no longer female. I've moved into a different kingdom. I'm not described by my ethnicity or my race any longer. if I really want to get what God's got for me from the kingdom, then I got to learn how to cooperate with the kingdom. How many know when you go over to England, you get out there and you get to the rental car place, you go get a rental car. How many know the steering wheel's on the right side of the car and everybody drives on the left side of the road? Come on, amen. How many know if I go to England, I go to the rental car place, I don't look at them and say, I ain't getting in that car. You need to put the wheel on the other side. I'm from America. In America, the wheel is on the left side, not the right, and we drive on the right side, not the left. And if I'm coming over here, we're going to do things the way I do them in America. I'm from the most powerful country on the face of the planet. You need to move that way. In Jesus' name, devil, put the wheel on the other side. And how many know if I get in that car and I get out on the street, and I just say, well, that's it, I'm good, I don't care. How many know you're going to get in a big old wreck in your life? Come on, somebody, help me. You're going to be in the middle of a catastrophe because you insist on living in the kingdom of the earth instead of the kingdom of God. You're going to have a bad wreck in life. That stuff will come home to roost. Can I just tell you the reason why our families are so dysfunctional today? It's because we spend the majority of the time of our family living in our own kingdom. Daddy sits in his throne, the lazy boy. Come on now. Trying to be the master of his own destiny. Mama's working the angle all the time to get her way. The kids are in charge in the house. Everybody's living in their own kingdom instead of living in the kingdom of God. Well, I love the Lord, but Jesus ain't going to tell me how to spend my time, and He ain't going to tell me how to live my life. I mean, I appreciate Him going to the cross, dying on the cross, shedding His blood for me, making a way for me so I ain't got to go to hell. But I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus ain't going to tell me how to live my life. I'm redeemed, and I got grace, and I'll live it however I want. I'm going to tell you, if that's your philosophy on life, you're going to have hell to pay with your life. And everything you think that feels good right now, you're going to reap a whirlwind of destruction back to your life. And it's not God's judgment. Listen to me. It's not God's judgment. It's the consequence of sin manifesting because you're living in the wrong kingdom. Father, I thank You for truth. I thank You for citizens of Your kingdom this morning. Father, I just declare and speak over this group of people today that the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus that You've given to us in our spirit would begin to manifest in our life. And Lord, we would stop pursuing living our life for ourselves, but learn to live our life for You. Listen to me, folks. There's forgiveness this morning that's free-flowing from the throne room of God. And it's already there. God forgave you 2,000 years ago before you ever messed up, before you ever made a wrong decision. All you have to do is appropriate that by faith to your life today and say, Father, thank You for healing this in my life. Thank You for giving this in my life. And Lord, help me to get my feet on the right path and truly live the abundant life that You want me to live. The blessed life. The life that has peace, the life of understanding, the life of truth. If that's you right here this morning, I just want to declare that over your life. He really needs to be Lord of all. Of all. Not some, but all. And when you make Him Lord of all these things are added to you. What's added to me, Pastor? Right relationships. Obedient children. All the blessings and the promises of God over our finances, over our houses. Right standing, right thinking. The ability to manage our time. Doors of opportunity that are from God that bring advancement to new levels of living. I don't know about you, but that's the life that really God wants for us. It's such a blessed life. And we just do ourselves in over and over and over. Today, there's freedom, man. Today, there's freedom for you. So if that's you, can I just speak a blessing over you today and you agree with me? Dear Lord Jesus, you're my Lord, not just my Savior. I want to be in right standing with you. I want to be a kingdom seeker and live like a citizen of heaven. Father, forgive me for doing the things, seeking the things, going after the things, going after the people, going after the jobs, going after the material things that I feel will make my life better. Forgive me for that. And Lord, I put you on the throne of my heart right now to be my King, to be my Lord. And I know that everything that I need, every blessing, every promise will be added to my life. And it won't be a hardship. It'll be a blessing because it's added. It's not something I went and got on my own. Jesus, you are Lord of my life today. Do whatever you want with me. I'm yours. Come on, put your hands together this morning for the King of Kings. Go ahead, celebrate his goodness. Celebrate the goodness of God. It is the goodness of God that causes us to repent. It's the love of God, the grace of God that brings us into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it's just this abundant life he's given us, it's just a trial run for when we get into eternity.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. He is holy, He is holy, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.